We're talking about a very cool interview that Zoe did last week. Zoe, who was it with?
Yes, it was so cool. It was with the amazing St. Vincent, who has just released her sixth album called Daddy's Home, which is this very beautiful and warm and inviting album. And she's described it as a collection of stories from being down and out in downtown New York City and glamour that's been up for 3 days straight. And we began the chat by asking how did the record and its themes happen?
You know, I've really kind of been, I've been all the girls on the album at some time or another. You know, I've definitely been the girl with her heels in her hand, just kind of wrecked. I've been the girl at the holiday party who's, you know, revealing herself by the things she's trying to hide. You know, and I could just kind of walk through and write these stories because I've lived them one way or the other. And to me, the album kind of, the title Daddy's Home is in reference to one track on the record, which is about, my father was released from prison. He was there for 10 years for financial stuff. And I went to visit him on one of the last times. And and I ended up signing autographs in the visitation room
while
I was waiting for him to come out. And I was just like, oh my God, this is too, you know, obviously it's sad and all those things, but this is too just like dark and hilarious to not write about. So part of the album title is literally like daddy's, like my literal father came home from prison. But the other part of it really is like, it's kind of my own transformation into being daddy now and very comfortably taking up the space that I take up.
And the musical style of Daddy's Home, the title of one of the first singles of it, The Melting of the Sun, it really describes what I feel the album does. Like the guitar melts, it's warm, there are these oozing, dripping synths, and the songs melt and flow really beautifully into each other. Why did you feel this style of music felt right to convey what you wanted to in this album and tell the stories you wanted to tell?
Well, I was writing a number of things, and I kind of, at this point, I feel way more so that the music is smarter than I am, and the music's just gonna go where the music goes, and I just have to follow it and just like chase after it. So I had written this song called The Holiday Party that was kind of like a feminine spiritual sister to You Can't Always Get What You Want by The Stones. And I was in New York at Electric Lady, and I kind of said to Jack, you know, I wanna do like a down and out downtown kind of vibe. And so we went in, and that was the first song that we did together. I'd written Somebody Like Me before that, but the track came together so quickly, and I called my friend Michael Linhart, who's the musical director for Steely Dan, and he came in and played these really beautiful horns. I had that song, and I was like, yeah, this is the space.
I used to work on your screenplay. Did those lights go out on Broadway? Think if you can just keep spinning, you won't miss what you've been missing. Pills and jewels and speed, your little purse of pharmacy. Sees you not getting what you need.
This is where I know I have a lot of things to say. This is the palette that feels the most new to me. And also where just these stories just kind of flowed out of me, honestly.
I'm someone who was utterly swept off their feet by your music when I heard it in my mid-teens. And Digital Witness was the first song of yours I heard, and then I just like delved headfirst into your discography. So songs like Teenage Talk were the perfect soundtrack for me at peak danks and were so present. But for you writing
cute.
It...
Or not cute, I'm sorry, I don't mean to diminish it. I'm just, that's so lovely. I just remember being that age, and I remember the things that I loved, loving them so intensely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was so all-encompassing for me. But for you writing it, it's a reflection. Do you prefer to write retrospectively, or do you like writing when you're right in the eye of the storm?
Well, I think that in my experience with depression, which is, you know, a voice that tells you that you're worthless, in my experience with life, things that have kind of led me into depression, I've found that I can't write from that space. Hmm. You know, some people can, I think, write from that space, but I really can't, because part of being a writer is throwing things at the wall and trying to get out of your own way and just kind of letting things flow through you and not judging yourself. But if you're in a depression, depression tells you you don't even deserve to go outside, kind of thing. So that's not very helpful. I can really only write about things that I've experienced on a, you know, emotional or literal level, but then also I can only really write when I'm not in the throes of something like hideous that's put me out.
Mm. And when you were deciding to make this album, or when you decide to make an album in general, is it a decision? Like, do you sit down and think, okay, I want to make an album that sounds like this and it says this, or does it all fall into place naturally and almost present itself to you?
Again, you know, it's funny, I really used to think I was more in control of things, and I feel like there's all kinds of things that you're not even consciously aware of, that when you just start playing music and you start writing it, they just become apparent. And even if you're not specifically aware of, like, oh, this thread and this theme, it comes out as you're like following it and putting the pieces together. So I mean, to me, on this record, I think about the girl in Last Night's Heels on the morning train, like, she shows up again. And, you know, Bodega wrote, like, these characters kind of weave, and I say characters, but what I just mean is I'm telling a story with music. I don't mean that it's made out of whole cloth or anything. They show up at different parts of the album and they all kind of dance with each other and are entwined. But again, I think it comes to me as I work on it. I don't necessarily go, this is what I'm going to set out to do and then do exactly that, because that's just not how process works in my experience.
Mm. And with the hype around the release and everything, I mean, at this radio station where I am, we play a lot of absolutely sensational, incredibly famous international artists like yourself, but we also play music by people who are at the very start of their music life, where there's kind of a freedom and a lack of pressure around a release, because it's mostly going to be heard by your friends and your community.
Yeah.
is that relative anonymity, is that something you miss at all, or are you happy to have people champing at the bit to hear your new music, or do you even think about it?
Oh, well, bless your heart for thinking that I'm, you know, massively famous. I'd say that actually, counterintuitively, I feel freer now than I ever did to make whatever the hell I want to make.
Shelves were all empty, so I went to the bank to check my check, and the man looked at my face, said, we don't have a record.
I think that's experience. I think that is kind of having weathered certain storms, but it's also just really kind of like trusting myself as a writer and as a storyteller, and also kind of going, man, you know, things work out best for me when I cut out all the noise and I just write whatever's really in me and whatever I really want to say. That's when things work out best, and when I put all that kind of extra energy just into the music. You know, the music really will just guide you if you are if you're really listening.
While each of your albums has such a distinct feel, there's also this very distinct look and world that they exist in, and I'm absolutely crazy about all of the coats that you've been wearing. They're just so cool. How important is the look of the album and that world that exists around the music to you?
It's really important. I mean, what it is to me is that I just want to be a storyteller. You know, I just want to be able to tell human stories and things that, that people recognize themselves in and go, oh my God, that's me, or oh, I felt that way, or finally there's some representation or some words for the way that I've been feeling. And I feel seen, I feel understood, I feel less alone in the world. So I really just want to tell stories that do that. And so one of the ways in which I tell stories is just to kind of create a whole world around an album and go, well, to me, music is shape and form and color. And so that definitely, I'm like, okay, I can see the color palette for certain records, and then I run with that. And then I go, well, I want to really embody the spirit of the kind of music that I'm talking about. And so I just go kind of whole hog. You know, in the sense that we just live by the stories we tell ourselves, and if we want to, we can tell ourselves different stories. I like to be able to tell myself kind of different stories and live in a different story every few years. That to me feels somehow realer than reality.
I signed autographs in the visitation room, waiting for you the last time in Made 502.
Home, daddy's home, daddy's home, daddy's home.